What's up, Elite Army? This is your kinda well, kinda toxic host, Sarah Rittendale, bringing you another episode of Well-ish.
If you continue with the mentality you have, you will never be good enough. You're working so hard, you're always watching self-improvement stuff, you're always making an effort on improving yourself, you have this idea of this person that you want to one day become, you try to show up as your best self as often as possible, but you always just feel like you're falling short. You feel like you're never actually embodying the person that you want to. And it sucks because you're putting so much effort into it and you just can't help but feel like there's still more to achieve. Like, there's more that you could become. And really, honestly, just like straight up at the end of the day, feeling like I wish that I could be this person and I'm not. And I don't know what's going to have to happen in order for me to one day cross this threshold and transform into her. If you don't allow this mentality shift, you will never be good enough. You will never transform into the person that you want so badly to become. The other day I was going to Jimmy John's and your girl has always had this little bit of a complex with like being able to flirt. My flirting is bullying because I just feel a fear of rejection. I just don't feel like I don't have that energy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the girls that have that like sex appeal, magnetic energy. Yeah, I'm not one of those girls. So like, that's fine. I can work towards that if that's somebody I want to become, but also it's just like not my vibe. So I get like weird and uncomfortable when people are clearly trying to hit on me. And it's something that I've made an effort to practice not being in fear when that happens. Like, a guy will find me attractive and yes, I'm in a relationship, but I don't love this feeling of like skittishness or just feeling like flailing. Like, I just would love to just be calm, cool, collected, and have almost more of like a sexy aura when somebody does find me attractive, and then just be able to like walk away from that situation feeling like I was in control of it. But for me, it doesn't come naturally like it does for some people. So it takes practice. And every time that I can feel the energy of somebody thinking that I'm attractive, I see it as an opportunity to lower that wall and allow myself to practice my skills of controlling my attitude and my body and how I show up in those circumstances so that I can feel good walking away from them and not walk away feeling like, why am I the most awkward fucking little twat to walk the planet? So that's what was happening on this specific day. I was going to Jimmy John's and the guy that was taking my order clearly thought I was good looking, and I felt that I handled it really well. You know, I made eye contact, I laughed, I moved slowly. I wasn't being like frantic and avoidy and running away like maybe I would have in the past. And so I felt like in that moment I was handling the situation very well. So then I leave the restaurant and I'm driving home and I start picking apart the way that I behaved, ways that maybe I could have shown up a little bit better, ways that I could have been this like glowing, I don't even know like what I thought it could become, because like as I'm talking it out loud, it's so silly. But if you have a brain that works like mine does, it's almost like you can't even put it into words. You're just like mad at yourself in your head in that moment and feeling like you're beating yourself up that you could have done more. And I had this aha moment. It totally dawned on me that no matter what I do, no matter how improved I become, no matter how I handle a situation, I always feel like I could have done something better. Whatever I did is never good enough. There's always a way that I could have been better, done better, felt better, fixed something. I find it in every single circumstance. That's what I look for. I never appreciate what I do. Even like I said, in that moment, I did feel like I was appreciating it, but I always have to turn around and find something that I did wrong. Or if I want to pretend like I'm being nice to myself, find something that I could do better for next time. So then I started thinking about people that reject the word self-improvement. And obviously, self-improvement is a very big word that I use on this podcast a lot because I believe in self-improvement. But lately, I've really been thinking a lot about the words specifically, self-improvement, like my self needs improvement. And that's normally what I hear when I hear people reject this term, is that it's like you're saying you're not good enough as you are, like you shouldn't be viewing yourself as this project that needs to be fixed. And I appreciate those mentalities because it is true. But I was always like, no, that's not what it's about. It's, you know, this idea of improving yourself, because who doesn't want to continue to grow and get better? And I'm always trying to learn and grow and be a better version of myself every single day. So it's a good thing to always want to improve and be better. But Christ on a fucking cross, where do we draw the line? Like, when does that end? And when will I ever feel like I've crossed that threshold and deem myself good enough? It won't ever happen. You're never going to wake up one morning and be like, ta-da, I've done it. I feel great. I am this version of me now. Never going to happen. You have to make that decision on your own. And honestly, I wish someone had told me that when I started working on my self-improvement, because it always left me in that knowledge to skill gap, feeling like there's something that I could be doing more. And if I just try harder, I'll one day become that person. One day I'll get older, I'll get wiser, I'll get more whatever it is that I want to become, and I will magically feel like I'm always this better version of myself. And I wish someone had told me that that's not how it worked, that it's always going to be a consistent progression. So that's the rejection of self-improvement, is that you can take a deep breath, like take a step back and stop being so hard on yourself to always be in this state of improvement, because self-improvement is an ever-evolving issue. It's the journey, if you will. I hate that saying. It's not the journey. It's not the destination. It's the journey. You know what I'm saying? But like, low-key, that's fucking true, unfortunately. Self-improvement and all of that is not a roadmap to get to a place. It's this always thing. Till the day you die, you're always going to be self-improving. So if that's the case, again, you're never going to feel good enough. At this point, you're like, Sarah, what the fuck? Like, there's literally zero way that you're telling me that I'm going to live my life never being good enough. Like, I refuse to believe that I'm doing all of this work and I'm never going to have this satisfied aha final feeling. And while you'll never have a final feeling, there is possibility to be good enough, to feel like that person, to be that version of yourself that you know you can be. But unless you decide that you're good enough, that you never will be. There's a few ways that we can make this happen for the long term, and not like I'm going to decide that I'm the best version of myself and wait for the results to roll in, baby. Like, that's not going to happen. Just because you make the decision, you have to make the decision and then start showing up as that person, but remembering on a consistent basis to make that decision. It's not like one day you're going to make that decision and then it's going to be end all be all. It's going to be every single day, multiple times a day, that you're deciding that you already are the best version of yourself. If you want to feel good enough, you have to take inventory as often as possible of the ways that you have become the better version of yourself, even if it's not where you want to be yet. Even if, you know, you're not perfect yet, you have to recognize areas, just random fucking areas, that you are better than you used to be. The other day, I was sitting at a table with a bunch of adults, and there was an empty pickle jar sitting on the table with just the pickle juice in it. And I said inside my head, there is a version of myself that used to exist that would have picked up that pickle jar and drank out of it just to get a laugh from people, just so people would go, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, let that be an attention thing. Let that be a whatever it was, probably an attention thing. I don't know what else it would be. But like trying to be funny, I don't know. But there is a version of me that used to exist that would have 100% done that. And the version of me now doesn't need to prove anything to anybody, can just sit there and be, dare I say the word, like elegant or ladylike, and just keep my mouth shut and show up as myself. And that is my way to prove myself to the world, if that's what I have to do. It's not doing some fucking weird look at me, pick me kind of behavior. Random things, wearing sunblock. scheduling a doctor's appointment when you feel sick right away instead of waiting 6 weeks to do that, i.e. that's what I just did. I currently have bronchitis and I waited 6 weeks and waited until I literally was choking for air until I called the doctor. When you're out and about and you remember to not take people's opinions so seriously, finally recognizing that you do a skincare routine pretty fucking often. It's not always about like, did I show up as this beautiful, wonderful, godlike creature? No, it's like I said, did I put sunblock on? And I literally used to go out and fry myself because I thought that that's what would make me tan. And it doesn't ever make me tan. It just makes me burn. And then I'm in pain. And then all my skin peels off. And then I start from square one every single time. But for whatever reason, every single time, I think it's going to work. No, now I'm taking care of my skin, leveling up, being a better version of myself by just putting on sunblock. It's something random, it's something simple, but it's taking the time to recognize the area in which you have improved. And it's funny as I say this because I recognize that I'm essentially saying you have to see how far you've come. And I always hated when people said that to me because it's always like, but how can I see how far I've come when I want new results? Like, I don't care. I don't want to fucking look at that kind of stuff. Like, how can I appreciate what I have when this isn't what I want, what I have? It's something else now that I want. But it's consciously building that habit to see it and not just waiting for it to show up when something grandiose and wonderful happens or something specifically pertaining to your character or something specifically pertaining to your physical body or something pertaining to, you know, what you think you would feel because this is the kind of aesthetic stuff that you see on Instagram all the time. And until your life looks like that, you won't deem it as good enough. No, you have to consciously recognize those areas. It's not going to just like come to you like a rush. You have to like make the choice in everyday life to recognize things. And it's just a habit. Everything is a habit that you're building. And the more you recognize it, the more things that you will see over time. If you want to finally feel good enough, you want to finally feel like this wonderful version of you that you so badly want to become, you have to remember to say to yourself, I handled that with the skill set that I had at that given moment. You can decide ways that you wish that you had done better. You can tell yourself that you're doing good by you by planning what you could do in order to improve your skill set. Absolutely. Growth is important, absolute important things to get done because you're never going to be a better version of yourself if you don't evaluate and ask yourself areas in which you can improve. But you equally, if not more, need to recognize the things that you've done well. And again, it's such a habit. It's a bad, realistic, valid habit that you are stuck in this mindset of, I'm trying to be better. I'm going to be the best version of myself. I'm doing right by me by looking for the ways in which I can improve. But it so quickly becomes negative self-talk, even though you're not necessarily talking to yourself negatively, but always finding the things that you could have done better is going to never make you feel good enough. You have to, again, at very, very, very minimum, be able to equally recognize what it is that you did well and what you feel good about and what things that you did better that you might not have done before and be like, damn, bitch, look how you handled that shit. That was fucking killer. I loved when you did this, this, and this. Okay. Okay. Sexy queen. Okay. Stand up for herself, queen. Okay. Not care what anybody thinks of me. You know what I mean? Like, you have to hype yourself up a little bit, validate yourself, and make that a habit. And then, like I said, you can also pick things and be like, maybe if I had done this next time, I would, you know, feel even better about this experience. Can you imagine if I could feel even better than I do right now? And I know I sound kind of like a psychopath because it's just like not realistically how the situation goes. It's not how you say it to yourself in your head, but eventually that is how you can say it to yourself in your head. And obviously, maybe it's not as hype, but just being able to be like, damn, that made me feel good. Like, I was able to do that. Because if you don't make the conscious decision to recognize that, again, you will never be good enough for yourself. You'll always find things that you don't like or that you could have improved on and that you're working on to be better, which is great, but you'll never be where you want to be. I think, and this is kind of like a ego moment for me because I white knuckled self-improvement for so long. But I think I'm going to go ahead and say that it's important to maybe let go of the word improvement and focus on the word growth. I think it's okay to focus on the word improvement if you're able to look at it from the lens of, you know, I'm always on this journey to become a better version of myself. But I think it might be beneficial to just shift that word a little bit and focus on growth and learning. And that will allow you to not feel like you have to always improve and be better and climb this ladder and you're never good enough the way you are, but you're great the way you are and you handle things really well with the skill set that you have, but you always are open to growth and learning new things and applying new skill sets to become a version of you that you always feel good about. It's like a computer doesn't stay the same forever. It always gets updates. The software is always updated. You know, it's good. We appreciate the way things are. It works really well. You're not fixing what's broken. You're just giving it a new zhuzh, a new update, a new flair. Essentially, you have to move away from this idea of perfection, which I think is really what is happening when we're thinking this way about not being good enough and trying so hard to fix ourselves and build the skill set in order to be this best version, is that we're expecting perfection. We're expecting this moment to happen that we do everything exactly how we would like to do it, and that our mind coincides with that, that like we do everything perfect and our brain also thinks we did everything perfect, you know? But it's just not going to happen that way. You have to be okay with the give and the take. You have to be okay with being well-ish. You know, it's not going to be perfect 100% of the time. Right now, maybe you're like 10% well, 90% a version of you that you don't really like. But then eventually you keep working on it and you'll be 85% well and only 15% what you don't really like. And you're working towards improving that and being better. You can't expect it to be 100% ever. Nothing is ever 100%. And once you can accept that, you'll finally be good enough for yourself. I think a lot of the time, this idea of never feeling good enough comes from a space of self-deprecation, that we're talking negatively to ourselves. We think we suck. We are constantly beating ourselves up. And that is one version of never being good enough. It's kind of like if you're really far on the deep end, if you want to think about it as like a progression, what is it called? A linear scale. Like your one end is like that you're really just constantly shitting on yourself all the time, hate everything about you and what you do and how you live your life. That's definitely a thing. But then you get on this path of self-growth because you don't like who you are. So you are trying to better yourself and become this person that you really like. And you really are starting to feel good because you're implementing new, better self habits into your life and showing up as in a way that you actually feel good about. But then you reach this like middle ground, this limbo state of thinking that what you're doing is positive and good for you because you've seen growth and maybe you're not as self-deprecating as you were in the past, but you still never feel good about who you are. So you find yourself constantly feeling like, oh, what else do I have to do in order to reach this like place that I feel really good about? And so you convince yourself that everything that you're doing, the way that you're pulling yourself apart and trying to pick out the things that you do wrong, are for your benefit. But really, it's to your detriment because you will never be good enough unless you decide to allow yourself to be good enough. You can always improve. You can always grow. But you have to allow yourself to be good enough in order to actually feel good enough. It sounds stupid. It sounds common sense. But we don't allow ourselves to. We don't focus on the positive ever because our brains are hardwired to focus on the negative because biologically, that's what will keep us alive. You got to shift that focus and at bare minimum, half the time, look at what you've done better at as you can continue to progress it more and more to see that what you're doing is good most of the time. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope it helps you get your week started on the right foot, that you can remember for the rest of the week to allow yourself to be good enough and to recognize the ways that you have been better and recognize the ways that you enjoy yourself and enjoy the way that you show up in the world while putting the things that you can improve upon on the back burner. Still there, but putting them on the back burner. I kind of took like a little social media hiatus a little bit. I'm slowly but surely getting back into it. So make sure to follow me for my own personal life endeavors on my Instagram at sarah.rittendale. And then you can follow the show for any updates on and self-improvement. Not self-improvement, personal growth kind of material, kind of content at Wellish Podcast and at Sarah Rittendale on TikTok. If you want my advice on anything that you're going through, make sure to fill out the questionnaire at wellishpodcast.wordpress.com. I have an episode every 6 weeks or so talking about things that you guys would like advice on. So make sure to fill out yours there so you can be featured on the show. If the people you love can be good enough for you, you can be good enough for yourself. It's possible. You can do it. It's just a matter of how you think about it. I will talk to you guys next week. Do not forget, you're elite as fuck. Bye, guys.